بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده معزز حاضرين عارفانہ اشعار آف حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اخضر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ نور اللہ مرقدہ پیش خدمت ہے. مضمون ہے تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا اور تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا, بس یہی ہے زندگی کا خلاصہ. تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, جینا ہو تو کہاں جینا, عاشقوں میں جینا اور تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. جب جیئیں گے عاشقوں کے ساتھ تو مریں گے بھی عاشقوں کے ساتھ انشاءاللہ العزیز. اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. یہ تیری رضا میں جینا, یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا. میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا. یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت. اور کیا ہے وہ؟ کبھی گر یا بکا ہے, کبھی آ ہے سرد بھرنا, کبھی گر یا بکا ہے, کبھی آ ہے سرد بھرنا. اللہم ارزقنا من فضلک. یہی عشق کی علامت, یہی عشق کی ضمانت. کیا؟ کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے, کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا. کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے, کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا. اور وہ کیا ہے؟ تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی, مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی. کیا تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی. تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں، یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان نا توا کا، تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان نا توا کا، تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا. یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، میرا نالے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا، میرا نالے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی. اللہم ارزقنا. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میرا جرم عفو کرنا. میری ہر خطا پہ رونا، میری ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا. تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، میری جان و دل کا تجھ کو، میری جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا. آخری شعر ہے، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر انعام کیا ملے گا اسے آ گیا ہے دینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. These are the couplets of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Qari Sahib so beautifully rendered. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Mulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who spent his life seeking the love of Allah ta'ala and spreading it to others. Hazrat has condensed in these few lines what the essence of life is. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zista ka sahara, teri aashiko me jina, teri aashiko me marna. Entire set of ashar is actually an expression of the ayat Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as saliqin. That is what it basically is here. So it mentions that the essence of my life and the support of my very existence is to live with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala and to die with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. The ultimate goal of every human being is to be dedicated to Allah Ta'ala, to live in his submission, to die in his submission, and to sacrifice every worldly desire we have simply for Allah Ta'ala. So complete submission to Allah Ta'ala is when a believer gets this quality of rida bil qada, that he accepts the will of Allah Ta'ala completely. And then he completely submits to Allah Ta'ala in all circumstances, from life to death, and he constantly remains in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Just looking at these, subhanAllah, this word merizista ka sahara, if we look, it means basically the support of my very existence is to be in the love, to live in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala and to die in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. As Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained earlier in the Jumu'ah Bayan, that the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, their hearts are completely clean and pure. And because of this, Allah Ta'ala lets them see the truth completely and understand it. They've got basirat and basar. And in these times of confusion and these times of fitn, they become support, life support for us. And a complete being is the support, the pillar they become is firmly rooted in Quran and Sunnah, that anything comes in the way, nothing can change it. Nothing can change it at all. And when the tide is harsh, and when there's a deluge of fitna and harshness coming towards them, Allah Ta'ala has made them firm in the deen of Allah Ta'ala, that nothing but the truth stands. So it's only for us to decide whether we're going to grip on to that support. And if we grip it on, how hard are we going to grip onto that support? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding here. As we further mentioned, He is taraf se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil par sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. In a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned to the effect that how wonderful is the mess of a believer. All his conditions are good. Nobody else has this privilege except for the believer. If he experiences prosperity, he is grateful and that is good for him. And if difficulty afflicts him and he makes sabr, then this is good for him. So Hazrat expresses here that this path to Allah Ta'ala, this path that is traversed to Allah Ta'ala will comprise of both times when he has to make shukr in times of prosperity and sabr in times of difficulty. When he exercises patience in times of difficulty and shukr in the time of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala draws him towards him. And the final destination is Jannah and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Yahi aashiko ka shewa, yahi aashiko ki aadat, kabhi girya wo bukahe, kabhi aahe sabde bharna. And the trait of the unique love Allah Ta'ala give us, that we can only translate this and don't have an inkling of an understanding of what this is. It's the trait of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala that rivers of tears flow from their eyes all the time. And at times their hearts sigh deeply in the pain and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Yahi ishqi alamat, yahi ishqi zamanat. Kabhi zikr ho zuban se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. The sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala is that a person's tongue is moist with the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when his tongue is not moist with the love of Allah Ta'ala, then his heart is palpitating with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the guarantee of having the love of Allah Ta'ala is that a person passes his life in obedience of Allah Ta'ala, in complete submission and remembrance to Allah Ta'ala. And the means, as it explains here, to attaining this, is to spend your life in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. If a person is blessed with their company in this world, inshallah, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, then in the hereafter, he too will be joined with them. مُجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگے در پہ مرنا. I had no idea what your love is. In fact, you find people who come into the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes they express this deep change in them by saying, I've only become a Muslim now. That's the feeling in their heart. People who've never had salah in their life after coming in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, salah in their life. People who had salah in their life after coming into the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, life in their salah. This is what the reality comes after coming into the life of the into the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Mera har khata par ya par rona hai yahi meri talafi teri rahmaton ka sadqa mera jurm maaf ho karna. And here, basically in this ashar, Hazrat mentions there's a couple of subject matters. One is that we attain this love of Allah Ta'ala through the company of Allah Ta'ala, and to recognize that Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives us everything. To recognize that Allah Ta'ala is, and that we need to have complete submission to Allah Ta'ala. Here Hazrat is mentioning about just being able to seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. This is also from the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. It is the grace of Allah Ta'ala that through His love, He allows us to cry in front of Him, to beg for His forgiveness there. Tereshan jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai, meri jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. And this is basically what Hazrat is saying here, is that when Allah Ta'ala wants to make jazb of a person, when Allah Ta'ala wants to pull a person towards Him, then Allah Ta'ala prepares that heart, makes it ready to accept Allah Ta'ala. And how is this? Through the means of the Shaykh. Because a person can never ever gain the love of Allah Ta'ala without being in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. The Shaykh is the one who guides the person down this path, bringing into him every pillar of deen, that his iman is corrected, that salah is in his life. If he needs to discharge zakat, salah is correct. Sawm is zakat. If he needs to go for hajj, all of these things can never enter a person's, the love of Allah Ta'ala can never enter a person's heart unless everything is in place. Then Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart of a person. Kisi ahle dil ki suhbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. In conclusion, Hazrat says that a person who has actually gained the companionship of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala has, in fact, fulfilled the objective of his life. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make qadr of our shaykh.